You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free. Gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Right now online is a young man from, his name is Todd, from Orlando, Florida. Todd?
It's Tom.
Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Tom. Oh,
hello, everybody.
That's Tom.
Oh. That Tom.
That Tom. Okay,
hi, Tom.
Now I know
who
it is.
Hi, Tom.
I thought it was Todd, T-O-D-D.
Hey, okay. I have a question for Sheila. Tomorrow will be my first White Cane Awareness Day, and I'm walking from Lighthouse to Princeton Elementary.
Uh-huh.
My question is, I have people that want to meet me there. Where do they park? On the street, or is there a parking lot that they can park in?
Park on Helen Street.
On Helen Street?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'll be parking. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like fun. I'll see you there.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
That's a long walk, though, from the Lighthouse to the school.
It's not that far.
About three blocks.
It's more than three.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Have a good evening.
Take care.
All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
So, next up, I just wanted to tell you there won't be any talking. You're just going to be listening. And what you're going to be listening to, it's a 9-minute segment, and you're going to be just captivated. We met this young woman. Her name is Aniko Kuschatka, and Aniko is deaf, and she's also now going blind. But we met her, and she said she would like to tell her story and about her love for music, and we thought that you would really, really appreciate this. So Chris is going to play
it. So this is a special.
And please just sit with your coffee or your soda and just listen for the entire 9 minutes.
After the next 9 minutes, we're not going to talk.
Right.
We're going to listen to what she has
it's
to
just
say.
Just a wonderful,
You're
wonderful.
Listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Right.
Go ahead, Chris.
This is Aniko.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really honored to be here today. And thank you so much for this time with you. I would love to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Aniko Kuschatka, and I am legally blind and profoundly deaf. And I have been profoundly deaf for as long as I can remember. I do have one younger sister, and she is hearing and sighted. She has absolutely no vision or hearing problem. I'm the only one in the family that has had it, no one else. But I started to become legally blind, I would say sometime in my early 20s, starting with night vision problem. And I did not know that I was legally blind until I went to the Chicago Institute for the Blind to find out what I actually had. And we don't know my diagnosis just yet. However, they told me that I had 10% peripheral vision left. So that's my situation right now. And I also have started to form double vision, not from left to right, but more from top to bottom. And my left eye actually makes whatever image I'm seeing move sporadically up and down. Some days are better than other days. And even though I had my deafness all my life, I never knew that I was eventually going to become legally blind. So with my deafness, however, I did not go to any special school in the United States. I was born in Hungary, in Hódmezővásárhely, Hungary. And at that time, in socialist Hungary, I was required to go to a special school where they had other people, other children with hearing aids and hearing problems. But I don't remember seeing any other deaf children there. And so I had to be there for about a year until my family escaped Hungary to come to the United States. So I grew up in New York City for 5 years before I moved to New Jersey. And when I came to America, I went to a mainstream public school because my parents felt it was very important for me to be around hearing people because that's what was going to happen to me when I was growing up. I was going to be around mostly hearing people. So I learned to speak with the help of a speech therapist. I did not like going to speech therapy when I was in elementary school because it made me feel like I was different. However, when I got to high school, my speech therapist, she took me out of my math classes, and I was very, very thankful for that because I was not very good at math. But I wanted to inform people that deaf people are not necessarily signers. Not all deaf people sign. I do know some sign language. However, in my community and my home life, no one signs. So I don't use it on a regular basis. I don't have anyone to use it with. Now, the thing that makes my story a little bit unique is that as a profoundly deaf person, I absolutely love music. I love rock and roll and I love Bruce Springsteen's music. And as a child, I grew up listening to his music without ever even knowing that it was his music. I need to lip read, so I don't have anything to use to help me figure out who sang what. In order for me to do that, back then, I had to find someone to tell me the name of a song on the radio, and that was really not very easy. One time I fell in love with a song that I loved so much, I asked my sister to tell me who sang it so I can get the record, and it turned out to be a Burger King commercial, which was very, very embarrassing. And so I was very hesitant to ask for any more information on some of my favorite songs. But over time, I found out through reading Bruce Springsteen's book, Born to Run, I wrote down the song that he wrote about, the titles of the song. And then I went back on YouTube or my computer through iTunes, and I put those songs into my iPod to listen to them to see if maybe I recognized those songs. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it was like opening up Pandora's box. Everything just started to come together, all those sound memories that I had, because I had to make sound memories of songs that I loved. And so this is how, over decades and decades of not knowing that my favorite songs were Bruce's, all of a sudden everything came together, and it was just magical. And so because of this, I did not go to see him in concert. I had no way of knowing who sang what, and I never saw him in concert. I did go to concerts before, but not to his. And I have so much catching up to do. I hope and pray that he's going to go back in concert again, because I would just love to hear him again. And so anyway, I wanted to share with you that I am part of a group on Facebook called Spring Nuts. It is a fantastic group of dedicated Bruce Springsteen fans. We are a huge family. And so on that group, I find more information about Bruce Springsteen so I can learn more about him. This way, I have met so many people who were just wonderful characters and people who were so helpful. And one of them happened to be Debbie Stone-Oster, and she happened to be a childhood friend of yours, Lynn. So I thought that was purely coincidental, and that's exactly how we met. I thought that was absolutely fascinating. And so Debbie had been really wonderful in being a Spring fan, a Spring Nuts fan, and a Springsteen fan, and we all support each other. Now, with this whole Bruce Springsteen fandom and appreciation for Bruce, I have decided that I would like to write a memoir about my life growing up as a profoundly deaf person who loved rock and roll and the decades that it took to find his songs. It would be mostly about loving rock and roll, and Bruce will be mentioned more towards the end. And the name of my book is going to be called fallen and deaf ears, finding Bruce Springsteen. That's what I'm working on right now. It's still a work in progress. I would love to find a publisher. And I'm really excited to present this book to the world so that people can learn about deaf people, that not all deaf people are just signers, and a lot of them actually do hear with hearing aids or cochlear implants. Also, I will mention my blindness in the book. And my blindness is a small part of my life, and I'm dealing with it bit by bit. I have RP, and I'm trying to find my diagnosis through the KCI Institute, which should be able to help me in determining what I have. And once I know, maybe there will be a possible gene therapy for it in the future. But at this time, I am trying to learn to deal with my vision through using my cane, and I'm getting into the process of learning Braille. So that's my life story, and thank you so much, Lynn, for letting me on your show.
Okay, well, that was Aniko, and I hope you enjoyed that audio.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It really was. Hopefully we'll meet her in person someday.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, and we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break right now.
And our next guest is beyond the other side of the break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned. You're in the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're listening to, that's right, this is your host, Michael. Here's the latest word. We're opening up in South Florida live on the radio. That's right, WFTL. That's W, F like Frank, Tom Larry, WFTL, on 850 AM. 850 on the AM dial, November the 4th. We're opening up down there in South Florida. You can hear it. The radio station is huge. It's one of the biggest in South Florida. They cover, listen to this one, Stewart, all the way down to Miami. It's unbelievable. Listen, Lynn and I heard it when we were down there in Boca. Loud and clear. It comes in beautiful. Loud and clear. 8:50 a.m. starting November the 4th. We'll be down there. We just signed up. We'll be down there for at least a year, maybe 2 years. We'll see how long we're going to be there. And hope you'll be listening. Tune us in on 8:50 a.m. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Bring our next guest in.
Okay, our next guest caller is on the phone, and I'm sure she had no clue that I was going to be interviewing her. So, good evening, Michaela. How are you? Michaela Duffy.
Hi there. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good, and welcome to our show. Michaela Duffy is a playwright and producer. And how many plays have you written, Michaela?
So far, this will be my second one, but my first one was a insane success over at the Orlando Fringe Festival. So I am more than excited to get ready to kind of build my repertoire.
And we've talked about this play, so tell our listeners, and if anyone wants to call in to ask her any questions, please feel free to do so at 407-894-1680. Tell our listeners what your play is based on, please.
Absolutely. So it's a play called Colorblind, and the general concept would be an alternative universe where everybody is born colorblind until they meet their soulmate. And until one person finds that when she suddenly sees color, nobody seems to stop and talk to her and say, "Wow, I see color too." And what ends up happening is that the person who she is meant to be with is not just colorblind, but entirely blind. So she doesn't have that same reaction that everybody else does to meeting their soulmate. And it's kind of the inner workings of a relationship between seeing and non-seeing people, as well as kind of delving into the seeing experience or the non-seeing experience. Because I don't know the last time that you ever saw a show where a blind individual was actually the leading love interest, but it's been a long time for me, so.
And where are you coming up with this idea, and where are you getting your details about how you're going to make this appear to be realistic to those of us that are blind?
For sure. So the idea originally kind of was created from this prompt that I saw on the internet probably 5 or 6 years ago. And when I started writing it, I was like, this doesn't sound like there's enough. There's got to be something else. This prompt itself is great, but I've got to have something else. And so I thought, well, what happens if nobody reacts to you falling in love with them? And you're like, okay, what do I do next? And that kind of spurred me to thinking, okay, maybe my leading man should be blind. And so I started just kind of delving into some research, and I have just been overwhelmed with the response and interest I've got about this play. My playwriting technique is to make whomever I'm making the lead, whoever I'm making the story about, for it to really speak to their experience. For the show that I wrote before, it was all about soldiers and their families and over the course of American history. And so I went and we actually hired actors that were vets. And I wrote and interviewed so many people who had lived these lives that I was writing about so I could more accurately describe it. And I actually had people come up after the show to me and tell me, wow, I felt heard, and I just needed to thank you for writing this. And my goal is to do the same thing with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that I can avoid all of the silly cliches that seeing people seem to have in our minds, like, no, blind people don't actually want to touch your face to see what you look like. That's not a thing. yeah, so I mean, it's just silly things like that.
When do you think it's going to come out?
Well, I'm still in the middle of writing it, and I'm actually in the middle of applying for graduate school right this second. So I'm hoping that it's a 2019 project. And one of the things that I'm trying to work most diligently on is actually making it more accessible. So if you were to go to a movie theater, a lot of movie theaters have the audio description that you can watch, you take in to the movie, so it'll actually describe what's on the screen to you, so you're not missing out on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen that for plays. And plays, it's very hard to understand what's going on if you don't know what's going on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually, I've gone to a bunch of films now listening to this audio so I can figure out how to write it and provide it when people come to see this show so that they're not missing out on a single thing when they come to experience it. Because I feel like, especially if one is in the blind community and they come to experience the show, they, of all people, should be able to experience it to the fullest and greatest extent they can.
Have you found people that have been able to give you some insight, some blind gentlemen that have been willing to give you insight?
Oh, so many. Like I said, it has been astounding. I've met with so many people. I've met with you a little bit. I met with Casey and Judy from Lighthouse. I met with Kelly James. I believe she works with Lighthouse. And Kelly Parker. Like, I have met so many people who are prominent figures in the blind community, in Orlando at least, and I have learned so much. I also actually just went and saw Pick of the Litter, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, is a great film about guide dogs and what it takes to become a guide dog and how stringent the experience is. And there was so much I just didn't even know. I didn't even think to ask because it had never crossed my mind. But yeah, every person who I've talked to has given me something new to talk about and new to experience. Like, technology is astounding. All the different things that you can do with a phone that don't require you to see at all. And I just find that just mind-boggling. That stuff I hadn't even considered, like Braille that you can type on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? There's an app where you can actually talk to somebody and they'll describe what your camera is seeing, so you can grab the right, you know, food while you're at the grocery store. You know, volunteers that you can FaceTime and they'll read parts of your mail to help you kind of, you know, scroll through whatever you've got.
Mm-hmm.
It is just...
Michaela, yeah. This is Lynn. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lynn. Hi. I'm doing great. You.
Good. I'm glad you called in. My question to you to get back to the play, is there just one character, the central character, that will be blind, or will there be other characters as well?
I think I'm going to have at least, it's going to be a small cast, so generally no more than like 8 people,
mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have at least 2 to 3 of them being blind, if not, you know, on the spectrum of blindness, if not totally blind. But I also didn't want to get into the narrative that blind people only hang out with blind people, if that
right.
makes any sense.
Right.
So I definitely want to make sure that, you know, I give the opportunity to kind of represent the blind community and have, you know, somebody who works, because blind people don't generally get seen working in media. Definitely at least 2.
Well, we'd like you to keep us posted, and if you have...
it comes out, we'll put it on the show.
Yeah, and if you need any more input, you could write to Sheila or us, and if anybody's listening and they have some ideas for you, you know, just write to Michael at Blind to Be Our Radio Show, or and then I'll forward it to you if they have any ideas.
Wonderful. Amazing, and I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to come on here today.
All right, well, welcome. We look forward to you coming on again.
And I can't wait till you get it done, because I want
right.
to go see it.
We'll all be there.
We'll all be there.
Well, thank you. Thank
so much
you.
For the support.
Keep us posted.
Keep us posted at Blind
Take
Beyond
care.
Radio Show.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for calling in.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. All right.
Okay. Time?
Way up here
is it
in
time
the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Is it time? Is it time for trivia?
5 minutes before we go to break.
All right, we're going to do trivia next time. Right
Please
now.
Please do
what?
A trivia.
What? What did you say?
Hurry up, you got five.
Trivia time, 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Picture you, Sheila, singing those words. I can just visualize you doing
that. No, you
that.
Really missed it. I was looking at her as she was singing the song.
Yeah, I really, I'm thinking about
you
Sheila.
You don't own me.
That's Sheila,
that's
singing
a
the
Sheila
words.
Song.
I
that
can visualize Sheila. Yeah.
All right, so I have two callers on the phone line, and both are from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, today's Orlando Day.
It's Orlando Day.
Nobody called in 2 weeks ago from Orlando.
Yeah. So all right, this young lady is calling from Sanford.
Oh, women.
The first young lady is calling from Sanford.
Okay.
All right, her name is Erica. She said, I got this one this time.
She's got this one.
You're not letting me go on this one. She said she got this
all
one.
All right.
So, I hope so, Erica.
So first person is Erica. Who's the second person?
All right, the second person that's calling on the phone line is Sheila. From Orlando, no, that's not this
not
Sheila.
Me.
That's
not
another
me, Sheila.
So we got a Sheila on the line,
and,
we got an Erica.
I got another caller calling in, so go ahead.
All right, okay. Miss Erica.
Miss Erica.
Hello, hello.
Where are you calling from?
Sanford.
I am calling from Sanford.
Sanford, okay. So who do you think is singing this song?
That is Dusty Springfield.
Yeah, 100% right.
So
you don't
sure
own
anybody
me.
Would
very
know
good.
Who it was.
So you just won.
Said.
The great restaurant of Sonny's Barbecue.
Hey, okay.
$10 gift cards coming your way.
$10
gift
card
from, and there's one in Sanford. Sanford, Florida has a great Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thanks
thank
for
listening.
Listening. Keep on listening.
Wait,
tell your
give,
friends.
Give her address and to Chris.
Don't hang up. Give your address so we can send you the $10 gift card to Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's on the line
Sheila?
Now?
Sheila.
Sheila, you there?
She might have hung up. Cause
Sheila.
She probably hung up.
She's still there, Chris?
I want to talk to you, Sheila.
Hi,
Sheila. How you doing?
I'm doing blessed.
Good. Have you called in before?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you won before?
Yes, but I never did receive my gift.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Cause she got the bracelet, but she didn't get the gift card.
Oh, we just found out about it.
Yeah.
Yes, we just found out about it, Sheila. We sent you the gift card.
Yes.
We sent you the bracelet, but not the gift card, because whoever told us, we left you off by mistake. So we're going to send it out.
Okay.
You'll get it. We'll send it out tomorrow or Tuesday the latest. How's that? You'll get it this week.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you for listening,
Sheila. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Glad you're out there.
Who
anybody
else on the
else,
line?
Chris,
keep on listening.
That's it.
See, it pays to listen, and it also pays to call in.
Thank you, Erica. We'll say good night.
Good night. Good
okay,
night.
So
listen,
we're
folks.
Going to break.
It pays to listen and call in. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break.
Bump,
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
This message is brought to you by ashareedvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareedvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. ashareedvision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit ashareedvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. If you're one of the very first listeners listening for the first time, wondering what this show's all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And what we're trying to do is entertain, have fun, educate, and also now the latest one is jobs, finding jobs for the visually impaired and the blind community. Right now, we have a caller on the line. A real doll baby. We know her very well. She's from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Leslie Spoon. Leslie, you there?
I am. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Leslie?
Hi, good. Leslie.
Hey, Lynn. Hi. How are you? How are you guys?
Well, we're well. Hope you're well as well.
Thank you.
My traveling partner.
Yeah, we heard you had fun at the Pinellas event.
We did. We did. It was a wonderful event. It was good to go.
That's great.
You liked the train ride, I heard.
Oh, yeah. The train was great. It was fun.
It was girls' night out.
it was girls' night out. We had a good time.
There you go.
Well, and to promote the train for those that are afraid to travel, they were absolutely above and beyond delightful and kind and just took wonderful care of us.
But you don't know if they have a dining car, because I like the dining car.
Michael, they have.
So what would you like to share with us tonight,
Leslie? So share your information, please.
Before Michael goes off on the dining car tangent.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
You should be in here.
I know. I should be. Project Insight, I would like to talk about tonight. It's near and dear to my heart. It's through the Florida Council of the Blind. We have a Project Insight number, which is 1-800-267-4448. And you can call that number between 9 and 12 in the morning and reach our person that answers the call, is Katie Lear. And if you're newly blind or newly visually impaired, she will help you reach out and give you give you resources and tell you where you can reach out to somebody in the state of Florida.
That's great.
There's a lot of peers in each part of the state of Florida that will help a newly blind or visually impaired person. So it's a wonderful feature for us, a resource for the Florida Council of the Blind and for people in the state of Florida. Or if you've just moved to Florida, it's great. So we just want to promote it, and you know, we know that we meet newly visually impaired people all the time. I met a couple this weekend and told them about it, and you know, let them know where we are, and they can call us and reach out to us.
Well, I wrote the number down, so I will read that every week and get that out for you.
Wonderful. Okay? They can also email us at floridacouncil@comcast.net.
floridacouncil@comcast.net.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Leslie.
All right, bye.
Good
night.
Good night.
All right. Trivia time. Here we go. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Sheila, you know one of those.
Okay, who's singing that song? 2 minutes to tell me who's singing the song, 407-894-1680.
Sheila, where you going on Thursday, Sheila?
I am flying to Norfolk, Virginia, going to work on an audio descriptive project for the new Wright Brothers Museum.
That is amazing.
I'm so excited.
That's such an honor.
Well, I was very, very fortunate to be chosen to go. And it's just going to be so interesting to me to see. When you go to museums now, they do have different areas that are audio described in a lot of places. So it'll be interesting to me to see how they're created and all the inner workings of the beginning of doing the audio description.
How many days are you going for?
I fly up Thursday. We work all day Friday. So it'll be a long day Friday, and then a little bit Saturday morning, and then I come home Sunday.
So you're going to Kitty Hawk, where the Wright Brothers flew the first plane.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm from Virginia Beach.
I know.
And we used to take our kids to Nag's Head and Kitty Hawk and Killdevil's Hill, and we've actually been there way before this museum was built, but... we actually did go to the original museum, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited.
So do you remember when you were sighted and you were there with the kids? Was the plane actually there
that
they flew on?
There was. I don't know if it was the original, because I think it's in the Smithsonian now.
It was 1920-something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what.
Well, that's not when I was there.
Yeah. You weren't? Oh.
No, I wasn't there in the 20s.
That is so neat.
But, yeah, it's going to be fun to see how it's done. This company that I'm working with has a contract with several national parks, and they're doing audio description for many different national parks.
And wow, you're going to be in high demand when they find out
how smart
and clever you are. You'll be traveling around the country for all these museums.
That would be so much fun.
And we'll say we knew you when.
That would be so much fun. I would love it.
That's really exciting.
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. But I hear the weather's different. It's a lot chillier up there than it is here.
You have a jacket?
I've got jackets. I've got jeans.
Good.
And it'll be fun because I get to see two of my best friends up there.
Oh,
so that'll
there
be fun
go.
Too.
All right.
So, yep. It's exciting.
All right. So my Chris looks like he's busy there on the phone.
If you know who that was singing Poison Ivy, it's 407-894-1680.
I like to give Michael a hard time.
I know.
You always like to give me a hard
time. That's right.
No winners?
Oh, I don't know. He's got some colors.
He's got. I said no winner yet.
Oh, not yet. The phones are all lit up.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had like five callers, like within 2 minutes.
We only have four lines.
No, no, he's been hanging up on people. He's been hanging up people because people, if they call in and they won within the last 3 weeks, you can't call
again.
Right,
right. We have rules.
We have certain
rules. We have house rules.
Not many, but we have certain rules. You can't win.
You can't swear.
You can't swear. We like a winner every 30 days. You can't call up every week and try to win.
Darn.
No, you can't do that.
All right, Chris, what you got?
Choose your 30 days.
Okay.
Can we have Paul from Atlanta? Yeah, okay. Who else was on the line? Trish from Daytona Beach. Kevin from North Carolina.
Wow.
Okay.
We want to talk to all of them.
Let's talk to all of them. Hey, folks, all three of you, if you're listening, don't hang up. I like to talk to all three of you.
We should play that song.
We should play
that
song.
Don't hang up.
Find that song, Don't Hang Up. Not trivia. We'll just play it.
Save it. Yes, save it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk to Paul from Atlanta. Paul from Atlanta, you there? You're first.
I am here. Hey, what's up?
Okay, Paul. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. You? Did you get much of the storm?
No, not much. Not much. But it rained all night for like one night, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah. Thank God.
So you're calling reference to trivia?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Okay. Who do you think's singing?
The Coasters.
100% right.
Good
Wow,
job.
I didn't know that.
The Coasters. Poison Ivy. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right.
It pays to listen to Blind and Beyond.
Yeah,
make sure.
Enjoy your donuts and your
sure
ice cream.
Chris, get your address.
Or your ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk to... Thanks for calling
in. I have his address.
Let's talk to Trish from Daytona, Florida.
Trish, are you there?
Trish?
She must have hung up.
She hung up?
Oh, no. Chris is giving me signals. Someone's still there. Trish?
Trish, you there? I guess she hung up. That was Trish from Daytona. I guess she hung up with Jared. We had a winner. Oh, let's talk to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin.
Let's see what
who's
Chris,
there.
Let's see
anybody
Chris,
there?
Chris is going to patch us through.
Who's you there? Who's
Hi,
there?
Trish, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, Trish is there. Good. Daytona Beach. Hi, Trish.
Hi. Well, I was going to answer the same for the trivia, so...
Well, you have to wait for the next trivia, which will be maybe in 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Thanks for
I
calling
I guess I
in.
Was a minute too late calling in. So.
With this, you have to act fast.
Gotta be fast.
Gotta be fast.
Gotta be fast.
But you've been calling before,
next
right?
Time
you
I'll
got
try
your
to
bracelet.
Be faster.
Did you get your bracelet from Brian and Beyond? Did you get your bracelet?
What was that?
I said, did you receive our bracelet, Blind and Beyond?
No, I never received a bracelet from you. No.
Never? Oh, Meg, put down her address, get her bracelet, we'll send out a Blind and Beyond bracelet to
I've got her address.
Good, send her bracelet.
Give it to Chris.
Okay, give it to Chris, your address, we can send you a Blind and Beyond bracelet.
Right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Thank
Trish.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, be
You're
faster
welcome.
Next time.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, you there? Kevin.
Yep. I hear him.
I hear you, Kevin. Talk.
Yep, I'm here.
All right.
Took a moment for Chris to patch it through there.
Yeah, okay, Kevin.
I
what's
was
happening?
I was calling for the trivia, but I was too late.
You were too late. How was the storm treating you? Did it treat you okay?
Yeah. It only rained for about 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You didn't lose any power?
No. Other people around did, but I didn't.
How's it going there?
Yeah, how's it going at the Industries of the Blind in Greensboro?
Oh, going fine. No
All
problem.
All right. You sound happy.
Did you get your first paycheck?
What's that?
Did you get your nosy.
First, I'm nosy. I don't know if you got your first paycheck yet.
None ya.
No. They only pay once a year.
Oh, once a year.
He's laughing, Mike.
No, it's every two weeks.
Okay. Michael fell for it.
He did
Kevin.
Fall for it. You had him going.
You had me going there.
Yep.
Well, I tell you, sound so much happier than you did when you were up in the Pennsylvania area.
Oh, yeah. Well, send more people up over this way.
Well, I hope people are listening.
We'll have to talk about it more and get more people to come there.
Why don't you tell everybody why it's so great?
Yeah, tell us about why you're so great there in the Streets of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, everyone there is nice, so the selling's not too bad.
Good.
It's a lot better than customer service stuff and fast food and everything. Oh. You don't have to deal with the public, and it's so steady shift. So, 7:30 to 4.
Wow.
And you like the people? You like the food there in Greensboro?
Well, the food's not any different than anywhere else.
The barbecue. Don't you try barbecue food?
Good answer.
Michael and his food, right?
My barbecue food. They got good food, barbecue food in Greensboro. Yeah.
Oh, they got the North Carolina barbecue is the best.
Yeah.
You better try it, Kevin. You got to go try it. Get somebody to.
Did you go to a barbecue place yet?
Yep. No, haven't made any yet.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You got to try.
I've only stuck with pizza places.
No, you got to try a barbecue place.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Kevin, this is Chris Shaw. Listen, Kevin. Listen, I'm 255 with a purpose in life. And me being 255 pounds means you have to touch and bite into some savory, mouthwater, delicious, off the chain that make you want to slap the taste out of your mouth, barbecue ribs from North Carolina. Right. Kevin, if you don't touch a rib in North Carolina, Kevin, you have lost your humane society in that ramification. So make sure that you go out and find you a barbecue stand. Anybody in North Carolina knows Kevin, make sure you see Kevin and give him some of that North Carolina savory mouthwatering delicious that fall off the bone rib that will be a blessing to his heart, his mind, and his stomach.
There you go.
Okay. I guess I'll have to find a good barbecue restaurant.
There you go. All right, Kevin, we got to go to break. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Have a good week.
Keep on listening. Tell your friends and barbecue people down here in North Carolina. Keep on listening.
Have a good week, Kevin.
Yep.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Does this sound like you?
Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Well, you didn't call in. I didn't hear from you. It's a shame. You might have had something to say, too. Next time, next show, which Lynn will tell you about in a minute, who's coming on next week, maybe you'll call in. I'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. By the way, if you want to write to me, got anything nice to say? Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and. Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to look at our web. We've got a lot of interesting things on the web. Check us out. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's if you just want to look us up. Don't want to write to Michael.
Don't forget our Facebook page.
And the Facebook page is the same thing. Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All right.
Okay, Lynn, wrap it up.
Okey-dokey. All right, so next week we'll be calling in will be Kelly Egan from Sprint.
She's
we
a doll.
Really enjoyed her interview last time, last month. So we're looking forward to talking to Kelly. And David Ayers from Polara will be calling in. David was actually in the studio back in the summer, and he'll be calling in to tell us more about Polara. And Steve, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, B-E-R-E-S, Beres. He is a blind veteran that works at Regions Bank in the Orlando area, and he has a lot to tell us, too. So it would be another great show. And Sheila, it's
yes,
nice
ma'am.
To be with you again tonight.
Thanks for call
always,
coming in.
Always.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes
we ma'am.
Will.
Bright and early.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow.
I hope so.
We'll be serving ice cream.
The White Cane event.
We have the ice cream truck there.
Yep, that's
good
right.
night, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Wait. Marilyn. What? Marilyn or Miriam?
Oh, right. I forgot the shout
Marilyn
out.
Marilyn or Miriam from Valley, Connecticut. Valley, Connecticut. Is that Connecticut?
Connecticut? CT? I thought it was Orlando.
No, yeah, Orlando, I'm sorry.
That's a really long
I'm sorry. Okay. It's too much going on over here tonight.
I know.
Marilyn or Miriam, I don't know what your name is totally, but give us a call because we need to get your last name or you can't receive your blessing with your name on it.
That's right. She called in a couple of weeks ago, right? I wasn't
right.
here.
Got
yeah.
a gift card ready to go out for you, but we
all
have
right.
to have your name.
But I need to have your government name that your parents gave you. So give me a call back
Thank
so,
you, Chris.
So we can talk, all right?
It was good to be with you again tonight, Chris.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Weddings. Dun, 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 dun.
And your anniversary, and everybody's busy. All righty.
Okay, Sheila, it's a wrap up.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For coming in.
You're welcome.
9 o'clock.
Lynn?
Yes.
Take care, doll.
You too, Michael. See you next week, everybody.
See you next week. Stay well, all. God bless you all. Stay well. Bye-bye.